Friends, I can almost feel the seconds ticking away before the end of the year. And so, with that anxiety, the Bishop family is trying to blaze through a final watch of the TV show The Office before it leaves Netflix on December 31st at midnight. And so we were watching the other day the Survivor Man episode where boss Michael Scott is out of the office, and so his second in command, Jim, tries to flex some of his management leadership skills when it comes to celebrating the 13 birthdays of his office mates. And on paper, his idea looks great. Like any life hack YouTuber would encourage him to chase that bliss and see if he can batch all of those birthdays into one big celebration. It saves time, it saves effort, and resources. I mean, what could really go wrong with that plan?
You know what? I have an idea. Why don't we just do one big shared party?
What?
We can just have one big fun party, and everybody's happy, and nobody wastes their time.
I don't like it.
I really prefer devil's food cake.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Okay.
I hate devil's food.
Come on, I think Meredith.
Today is actually my birthday, and I want to pick the cake.
What do you want?
I want pie. I want peach pie.
You want birthday pie?
I want a nice cobbler.
Well, I'm going to talk to Angela, and we're going to see what we can do about a pie.
I don't care who you talk to. Just make it happen.
If I don't have some cake soon, I might die.
Have you ever been in Jim's shoes? Like, do you remember one of the first times that you were given real responsibility to come up with a plan and see it through to the very end? If so, just write it down in the chat below while I share my story. Because for me, one of those first times was when I was in high school. I was working as a snowboard instructor and I was too young to get paid, so they gave us free season passes and vouchers for our friends to come ride whenever we want. It was like a sweet deal. So I was invested. And after going through the training, I had set out to outline what my perfect lesson plan would be. And I talked it over with a veteran instructor who became kind of a mentor for me. His name was John. And he looked at my plan and he said, "Man, this is great, but it'll never work." Now, real talk, I was kind of hurt. But more than that, I was confused. What do you mean it won't work? If I have all the parts and all the options, I know my stuff, this should be great and my class should succeed. And with that conversation, it came time for my first class. I didn't deviate too much from that first perfect plan. It was technically correct, but I am sure that I could have had a lot more fun and it would have been way more transformational for my students if I had lived the lesson rather than just taught it. You see, my perfect plan had been researched. I had shadowed other instructors and I knew the goals. But the lesson on the page needed something else, one other dimension. And that was that I needed to participate in it to really know it. Author Scott Erickson, who wrote the book Honest Advent that shares our series title, writes this. He says, "Nothing can be truly known through observation, only participation." And friends, tonight we are on the cusp of a time when God came down and participated with creation, with us, in a new and powerful way. And now, I don't know if there was another way for God to accomplish what God did through the Christ child, but I'm really glad that it happened in this way. Born with humble and uncertain beginnings, the Prince of Peace, whose kingdom will never end, didn't have a bassinet that was approved by the Consumer Product Safety Commission, but he was placed in a practical food bin. God is participating. Emmanuel, God literally with us. And this is part of the good news, that God came down so that we might have life, so that we might participate in living rather than feeling the isolation and anxiety of what might happen if we mess up, or that we might not be strong enough to make it on our own. But let's pause and not zoom past that manger, right? Like the helpless King of Kings, participating in what it means to be fully human, is here. And in Jesus, God encounters the feeling of the straw on his back, the smell of the barn, and the reliance on others so that he might thrive, grow, and just live. And if we take God up on the offer to participate in the way that God is opening up for us, it means that we will be in need and rely on others at times too. If we participate, there is risk. And we have to rely on Jesus for the reconciliation. We have to trust friends for guidance and teammates to accomplish more than we were ever able to do on our own. Right? Participate. It also means that we have the possibility of being hurt or let down. And when we participate, we make ourselves vulnerable at some level so that we might encounter the world around us in a new way. It's risky. When we participate, we go off the normal path to find adventure that might be laying just around the next turn. The shepherds in our story participate by following the star, and on their adventure, they meet this angel. Their world was transformed, and their knees, I am sure, were knocking together because they were scared at what their pursuit of a full life had just brought them to. And the first words from the angel, "Be not afraid." Something special is happening here, and happens when you participate in the abundant life offered to us because of Jesus. Wild things are gonna happen, and we get to help shape the story. The shepherds, of course, could have stayed in their fields, but they set fear aside. They set normal aside. They started to participate. They took part, and they had a lifetime of telling the story of when they were able to see the great shepherd of God's people there in the manger. Life doesn't work like a math formula, friends. We can't encounter the fullness of life while keeping it at arm's length. By doing research or spending countless hours watching YouTube videos, that doesn't cut it. My buddy John was right. My snowboarding lesson wasn't great. It hadn't gotten the scratches and dents of living life on it yet. We think about back in the office, right? Like, Michael reflects with Jim that he had been down that path too.
So what did I miss? Well, I tried to put all the birthdays together at once.
Oh.
So, terrible idea.
Yeah, okay, I did that. Rookie mistake.
You did do it?
Uh-huh, yeah. Just wait, 10 years, you'll figure it out.
You know, life has been made to be lived, period. And when we get our hands dirty, when we participate, powerful things happen. We are called to live in this boldness because we have a hope that was born and makes a way for us no matter our past failings or our current circumstances or our anxieties about the future. And so in this Christmas story, we see a picture of God who wants to get to know us so deeply that God enters into the full participation of the human experience, not just to forgive sin, but to show us how to fully participate. And yes, Jesus makes a way so that we, when we mess up, there is hope of a future where fear and death have no place. God has made a way for us to be fully human and fully alive. God isn't asking us to look like some kind of cookie cutter drone following along Jesus. No, 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 no. We each have been fearfully and wonderfully made. Each and every one of us has a unique voice, a unique perspective. And that's the beautiful thing, that when we start to sing this song of life together, there is a beautiful harmony that happens. Maybe, friends, in this season, when you hear the words Merry Christmas, it can be a reminder, be not afraid, because God is here with you and has made a way for you to live life abundantly. And as we get ready to sing our last song, I would encourage you to get a candle or a glow stick and light it as we start to remember that the light of the world has come into this place to be with us. And we can reflect that light into the dark places of our lives and the others that we know, and the shadows will never overcome that light. This night is like no other. May you know that you are loved by God, by this community, and we are all blessed by your participation in it. Because we can live a life without fear because of this newborn baby that has come to take away your anxiety and isolation and replace it with hope and community in his name. Praise be to God, for Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.